Hey there, welcome back to She Means Business. I am thrilled that you're here. It's such an honor. And I have to tell you, it's like the most exciting thing. This is like the funnest part of my day is recording a podcast and having a conversation with you. And even though I can't like hear you and see you, I'm imagining you and I'm imagining us being in conversation together. And what helps is when you send me messages on Instagram or Facebook or email me and let me know what you're feeling and how podcasts or how episodes land. And it brings us deeper into the conversation. So know that I'm like listening to you and feeling you and just like loving you up. So today's episode, I'm super psyched about. It actually came from a Facebook Live that I did recently, and I offered it on a Monday morning and to really get people fired up. And so I'm hoping that it does the same for you, that it lands and it really lands deeply within you and it inspires you and gets you excited and pumped up for the week, for the day, wherever it is that you are in your week, and that you're just feeling like, oh my God, I can do the hard thing. I can do the work that is needed of me so that I can go from where I am now to where it is that I want to be. And I talk specifically about that in this episode. We talk about that your mind is the only thing standing in the way. Your mind is your only limit. And that wherever it is that you want to go, you are completely capable of getting there. It's just about believing that it's possible for you and that you have everything that you need to get there and that your thoughts really are the vehicle in which you are going to travel in to get to where you want to be. So I'm hoping that this lands. Let me know. I love, love, love hearing from you. And without further ado, let's just dive right in. Have fun with this. Grab your notebook when you can and jot down the answers to the prompts that I offer so that you can really dive into this work. And it's profound. Like it could change things for you today, this week. Things could shift right away. So give it a full listen. Do the work that I suggest and just watch things unfold. Enjoy. Happy Monday. Okay, so I want to share something with you today. And what the point of what I'm sharing today is that I want you to get so fired up for this week. I want you to feel like, oh my God, I can do the hardest thing this week that I have on my list. I can go after the biggest thing and I can do it with exactly what I have right now. There's nothing more that I need to do or learn or become. I've got it all within me. I want to get you so fired up today with what I'm going to talk about, which is that your mind is your only limit. So the gist here is that like wherever it is that you want to get to, it's only your mind that you need to get over. That is the only obstacle. Like really, truly, that's all it is. It is that simple and it is that like big of a deal, right? It can be that profound. So I'm going to start with a quote. And the quote is, just consider the possibility that the biggest obstacle between where you are now and where you want to get to is your opinion of how possible that is for you. Of your opinion of how possible that is for you. And that quote was by Jessica Huey. So what that means is like, the only reason you're not where you want to get to is because your opinion of whether that thing that you want to go after, whether that's possible for you, whether it's available for you, whether you have what it takes to get there, whether you think you deserve it and are worthy of it. That's the only thing that is standing between you right now and where you want to go. So I want you to take a moment and I want you to really think about like, what is the thing that you have been desiring the most? What is the biggest dream you have for yourself? What is the biggest goal that you have? And you know, it doesn't even need to be like the biggest. It can be like anything on the spectrum, right? Like what is the thing you've been wanting to the most? Is it to have more of a wellness routine? Is it to have a wardrobe that you're like totally in love with and that makes you feel amazing? Is it starting a business? Is it growing your business? Is it making a certain amount of money? Like what is it that you think about, that you desire, that you want, that you haven't achieved yet? Like you aren't there yet. It's like you're here and the thing you want is out there. And it feels like, I don't know if I can make it there. I don't know if I can get there. Do you have that in mind? Do you have something in mind that like tells that, yes. Oh, that's so great, Cindy. Do you have something in mind that's just like, yes, okay. So I've got this goal. I've got this dream. I'm not there yet. What's getting in the way? And so sometimes when we feel this, we go, oh, it's because I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough money. I don't know enough. I'm not enough. Everybody tells me that I'm crappy at this thing. Like we think that it's all this external stuff that we're not getting there. But today we're talking about your mind and how it's the only limit. And I love Jessica Huey's words about it really comes down to the opinion that you have about the possibility of whether you can achieve that thing or not. And when I read those words, here's what came up for me. It was just like it was such a visceral feeling of, holy crap, that is a hard truth. That is a hard truth. That's one of those things that you can easily just read and then skip over and go to the next thing and not even let it penetrate you. But when you like actually sit and you allow what she's saying and this whole meaning behind it, when you allow it to really seep in, you're just like, oh, like that's the truth of it. It's the truth that we don't wish was true because it means that it's up to us. Like, it means that like the life that we want to live, the dream that we want to have, that goal we want to achieve, it's really up to us. Like we can't actually blame anybody. Like we can point our finger at our parents and our childhood and our partner and our work and motherhood and society. We can do that until we're blue in the face, but that is not going to get us any closer to the goal. And it's also not the whole reason why you're not where you want to be. Right? It might influence you. It might challenge you. It poses an obstacle that you have to get over. But then it comes down to like how you think about it. Can you get over it? Can you come up with a creative way to get around this obstacle? Can you think outside of it? Can you believe in yourself enough to get yourself over the hurdle of time, over the hurdle of money, over the hurdle of motherhood so that you can get to where you want to go? That's what it's about. And that's the hard truth that we can sometimes go, no, that's not quite what I want to believe in this moment. I want to believe because it's easier and it's more comfortable that it's this reason that I'm not where I need to be. And I need more education and I need to get certified and I need to make more money and I need to wait until my kids are older and I have more time. Like we can just point the finger at all these different things and it feels satisfying to do that. We feel like, well, that's convenient, right? I'll just say it's this thing and so that I don't actually have to do the work. And I want you to know, I am in this boat with you. It's not a you and I'm over here and I've already figured it out. No, like I am a with you, walking this path with you, feeling this with you and noticing all the time where I am blaming, where I'm choosing convenience to point the finger at somebody else and be like, yeah, the reason I am not as fit, that for me, this is like a big thing right now, I'm not as fit as I want to be is because I just don't have enough time. My daughter has a lot of activities she's in. We've got the school schedule. There's always days that are half days or there's school days that are, there's no school days or like whatever. My schedule's always changing. It's always all over the place. I can't maintain consistency. That is not the truth. I mean, that's an influence, right? That makes it extra challenging. But the truth is I haven't made it a priority. I am not like 100% consistent that I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to show up no matter what. And that I believe that it's possible for me, that I believe that I can get into the best shape of my life. There's a part of me that still questions that, questions whether that's possible. So I'm not achieving that level of fitness because I'm not in full belief there yet. So I am with you on this path and I am working on this just like you're working on this. So here's the thing. When you hear these words, when you read words like you're not where you want to be because your thoughts aren't there yet, because you haven't believed in the possibility of it, it's a truth that's hard to bring into our being. So I'm with you and I get it. And at the same time, it is what will set you free. Okay? So I, for a very long time, I mean like long time, it was very convenient for me to blame like my mom and to blame my childhood and to just blame the struggle that I experienced when I was growing up on the reason why it was so hard for me to be financially like wise, I will say, to have like financial, not to have security, but also to have like this understanding of finances, to understand how to do it and how to accumulate it and how to organize it and all of the things that go around it. And I blamed and I blamed and I blamed and I just like was like, yeah, well, it's a block for me. And this is just like, I don't understand and I don't think that way. And I realized I'm just getting in my own way. Like, it's convenient for me to point the finger at my childhood and my mom because, you know, I just like lump it all together. But the real thing was I just lacked knowledge. And instead of going, I don't have this knowledge and I'm going to go get it and I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to go do this thing, I spent years just going, well, I can't because like, look, I had this kind of childhood and like, this is just what happened as a result. And so like, I don't know, like that's just how it goes. And I don't think it's possible for me because like, look at my past. Like, I don't know if I can do that. Like, that's where I was for so long. And then I just like hit the stop button on that and was like, no, I want it to be different. And the only way it's going to be different is if I show up differently and I think differently. And I go, I want a different future in terms of money. Like, I want a different relationship with money. I want to feel really good about it. And I want more of it. So how do I do that? How do I create that? That is an inside job. That is all having to do with my thoughts. So once I dropped the narrative that it's a struggle and it's just what my past, everything changed, right? Everything changed. And it took effort for me to do that. And it took effort for me to look at the struggle and to own how I was acting and thinking and just going about things. Ugh, you know, that's hard. But the hardest thing is just showing up and saying, I'm going to do this. And once I was in the work, it was like, oh my God. Like, this is so possible for me. This is so possible for me. Like, I can do this thing. And that for me was the only thing that worked. That is the going into my own way of thinking about it and seeing that I have these limiting beliefs about what I believe is true for me and money, me and abundance. I have a limiting thought around that I don't deserve that. That's not supporting me. That's not serving me. And when I switched that up and I developed a new relationship and I have begun rewiring those thoughts, then things have shifted. Like, that's the only thing that's worked. It did not work for me to blame. It did not work for me to wait. It did not work for me to just be saved by somebody else or something else. Like, none of that worked. The only thing that worked was changing the way I thought about it and changing my relationship with it. So one of the biggest learnings that I have taken from that situation and like countless other ones that are very similar is that we are always one decision away from an entirely different life. And like, that's just like another one of those statements that's just like, what? Really? What does that even mean? One decision away from an entirely different life. So I was making the same decision for years and years and years and years and years and years and years that I'm not worthy of that kind of money or that kind of financial wisdom. Like, I'm not worthy of it, right? That was a decision I was making for years. And as a result of that decision, the results around me, my life around me reflected that. I did not make the money that I wanted to make. I did not live in the way that I wanted to live. I was stressed. I was panicked, right? That was the situation. I created that. That was a decision I made. Then I made a new decision. That's not me anymore. I'm going after this thing. I'm getting educated. I'm filling in the gaps of what I don't know so that I can create a different possibility for myself. I changed the view I had of myself. I am worthy of this. I do want this for myself. It is exciting. Money is fun. And I changed that. That was a decision. And then the result has been a reflective of that. It's been different. It feels good. Money feels good. I have a better relationship with it. So that's what I mean. You are always one decision away from an entirely different life. Write that down. Like, imprint that, because that is the truth all the time. This week, I am not eating sugar. I've been going a bit overboard, and I'm not feeling good as a result. And I decided I'm not going to eat sugar for 5 days. This whole week, I'm not eating sugar. I just made a decision, right? I don't actually know. I made this decision last week, and then I set the day for today. And I don't even know what's going to change as a result of this decision, but something is going to change. I probably will sleep better. I will have less congestion. I probably will have more energy, but something is going to change. Like, my life is going to be affected, is going to change as a result of this decision to no longer eat sugar, or to not eat sugar for 5 days, right? So, like, you are always faced with decisions all the time. And whatever decision you make, that's why there's no right or wrong. It's just like, you make a decision, it affects your life. You make a decision, it affects your life. So then you get better at making decisions. And you get better at making decisions by thinking about, like, what is it that I actually want to create? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? What's possible for me? How do I believe? What do I believe about this possibility? And the more you get aligned with what's possible for you and you believe it, then you start making better and clearer decisions. So I want you to know, this is, like, really important work. It's like the work that can change your life. Just this, of just like, how am I thinking about where I am now, where I want to be, and do I believe it's possible for me to make that leap? Do I believe it's possible for me to get there? This is such important, important work, and it doesn't cost a dime. Like, you can do all of this work and drastically change your life, and you haven't, like, gone and done, like, another thing that costs money, like a certification, or spent years of your life just still waiting for something to be different, someone to notice, and someone to make it possible for you. You just do it now, and then, like, your life is more available. Like, there's more possibilities. Like, you're enjoying life more. There's more for you when you do this work, and it doesn't really, you know, cost any money. It's just your attention and your willingness, and of course, your self-love, bringing compassion to it. So here's an exercise for you to really dig in and dive into this. Grab a notebook, piece of paper, whatever, and write down where it is that you want to be. Like, where do you want to go? Where is it that you've been dreaming about landing and feeling and becoming and just having possible in your life? It could be around your business, if you're wanting to create a business. It could be around income. It could be around your body. It could be around your home. It really is up to you. What's the thing that's been calling at you for so long? The thing that comes to you in those quiet moments where you're just like, oh, it would be amazing. It would be amazing to have that thing. I want you to think about that. I want you to write it down. And then I want you to write down the story that you tell yourself as to why you are not there yet. What's the story you tell yourself? What are all the reasons you give for why you are not there yet? Why are you not there? The time, the money, the energy, the support. What are all the reasons you're not there yet? And then I want you to ask yourself, what's true about that story that you tell yourself as to why you're not there? What's true about that and what isn't? And this is where I want you to get really real with yourself, really honest with yourself. What's true and what isn't true? Break it down. Where are you lying to yourself? Where are you making excuses? Where are you pointing the finger because it's more convenient? And get really honest with what actually is true for you. And then I want you to write down, what do you need to believe about yourself in order to make the dream possible? So for me, in terms of that, when I was giving the example of money, I needed to believe that I'm worth it. Like, I'm worthy of that. That's what I need to believe. That's where the work is for me, is believing in it. And when I believe in that possibility, then that future that I dream of will become more available to me. And it will actually just start happening. And the same will happen for you. And I know that in my own experience, when I dive into this work, this exact work that I'm giving you, I have done this work lots of times. And just the writing down, Just the few minutes of writing down brings clarity. It begins to shift things. It shifts the way you think and see yourself and your place in the world. It begins to do its magic. It doesn't need to be complicated. Just simply writing this down, just letting yourself think these thoughts and be reflective and get curious begins to shift things for yourself. This is how it works, and it works this easily. Like, I promise you, you can make a shift today, this week, by doing this simple exercise. Something will click for you. You'll get turned on to a thought that you have, and you'll realize, oh. And the awareness will just get deeper from there. Like, oh, that's where I'm holding myself back again. Oh, I'm seeing it over here and I'm seeing it over here. And like, I don't want it this way. What do I need to believe about myself in order to make this thing possible? What needs to change? What do I need to think? Because the thoughts I've been thinking don't work, right? They're actually not true. So that's what's happening here. Your mind is your only limit, right? Get the thoughts into the mind that you want to have that's going to get you to that place, and your life is going to change. Remember, you are only one decision away from an entirely different life. So doing this work will work. This work will change your life. I guarantee it. Are you ready to just try it? Are you ready to dive in? It only takes a few minutes. Put a heart, a thumbs up in the comments whenever you watch this to let me know that you're here. I love just feeling your presence, and to really make this commitment for yourself that you are in, you are willing and ready to show up. And it only takes a few minutes to journal, and that also that you're just willing to just show up and do this work. How awesome is that? So I have one last thing I want to offer you. If you're in a place of like, I have no belief that I can make this dream possible for yourself, if there's belief that is lacking within you, I just want you to know that I believe in you. I know you're capable of the most amazing things. I know that about you. So if your belief is lacking in you, borrow my belief. I have more than enough to give to you. And I believe so deeply in you. And I know that you can do the hardest thing. And I know that anything is possible for you, and that you deserve whatever it is that you desire 100% over. You deserve it. And it's there for you. So all you have to do is look at the way you're thinking about it. That's it. And then it will become more available to you. But borrow my belief if your belief is lacking. Okay. So if this resonated, just let me know. Put it in the comments. Just leave a heart and let me know that this resonated with you. Now, I have created a guide. It's a free guide, and it's all about creating a rule breaker mindset. And in the guide, I walk you through like this kind of stuff that we're talking about. Like, how do you work with the mind in order to create what you want? And so we talk about in this guide is quieting that inner kind of critic, tapping into your creativity, and really embracing who you are. And my guide includes 10 affirmations that will really help you to just kind of break the status quo, break the rules, and step into your power and into your potential. So if you want that, and I really recommend it because it's a pretty awesome guide. I'm really psyched about it. Just go to soulcareclub.com/free to download it. And I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.